Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Ann Baldwin, and if you need some energy this morning, you're going to get it right here. You're going to get it because two of my good friends are in the house today. We've got Miss Paulette Fox, who's the executive director of OIC in New Britain, and also Marshall Pendleton, and she is the youth prevention coordinator for OIC, and these two are high energy. Hi, ladies.
Good morning.
So let's just start. You know, you've been on the show before, Paulette, and I've really been privileged to get to know you, to get to know the OIC program here in New Britain, to get to know some of the youth that participate and have participated. So for our listeners, just give us a little bit of an overview of, you know, as the executive director, you've been there how long now?
It'll be 40 years, November 4th of this year. Yay!
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You truly are a star in this community and really in the state of because of what you've done. So talk to folks a little bit about what OIC is and how it was born and where you're at today.
OIC is the oldest employment and training program in the country and in New Britain. We have a national office that's located in Philly called OICs of America. Our primary mission is to prepare the future workforce and train people to be successful, either entrepreneurs or employees working with the local businesses, etc. OIC New Britain, which I'm so excited to say, was founded by Connie Wilson Collins, Emma Pierce, and Elton Brooks, who just passed away this in July. So his legacy, their legacy lives on because we've trained over now 54,000 people in the greater New Britain area are better off because OIC was founded in 1970. Our first graduation class, we incorporated in 1971. Our first graduation class was 1972. And at that time, Northeast Utilities hired every single graduate. It was 20 graduates that went through life skills, employment development, and became employees of Northeast Utilities.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the stories we could tell, the success stories, really. So, Marshall, talk a little bit about what you do there. And you are the youth prevention coordinator. And isn't it so important that you get involved in the lives of these young people? Who are the people that you're dealing with? And what are you doing on a daily basis?
So I am working with all youth from ages 11 to 24. And what we are trying to do is to be preventative, right? Mm-hmm. We want our kids to know that you can make different choices, but they have to know what's out there. Exposure is what teaches them different lessons. And the more they see, the more that they want. So I'm very big on the youth prevention aspect, which is preventing them from making the poor choices, right?
Right.
Gang relationships, domestic violence relationships, drinking, vaping. So I do programs that deter them from those aspects to get them into our which rolls into our summer youth employment program. So if they do well in our after-school programs or in our out-of-school youth program, we do hire a lot of our own students back, and I want people to know that because you have to give back, right? Some
right.
people help you. If you help us, we help you. It's a two-way street. And I think so many people have gotten lost in that transition and forget to come back to help people that help them, because if everybody gave us a dollar, we would be funded for the next 50 years, which would be great if everybody who went through our program.
Right. It's just part of every program. It's part of the recovery program. It's like, you know, you've got community service. You got to get back. You got to give back what you have. Right.
Yes.
So what are some of the biggest issues that you're finding today that youth are dealing with?
So the skill sets, we're finding out from both sides, from the youth and the employees, that they have a lot of trouble communicating at work, expressing themselves positively and in a professional manner. You can't just flip out at your boss because you're angry. You have to pull your boss aside and have a meeting, right? So it's those communication skills that we're finding are no longer transitioning through school. And we have to get those back to be engaged because they are guaranteed for the professional workforce, which isn't going to change anytime soon to a fully digital entity.
Right.
So we are still going to be working live. I know COVID once happened, but
yeah,
we're
but
no
get
longer-
over it. Right. Get over it. I'm sick of time. You know, I am so sick. Well, because of COVID, I have no personal skills. I can't.
Right.
I don't know how to shake a hand or
so
look somebody in
the eye. So I agree with you.
Hand.
We're back in the game now.
Yes.
It's time to put your big boy boots back on.
Right.
And we've got to talk to people. And unfortunately, in the real world of work, the bottom line is, can you do the job?
Right. Right.
And that's what employers want to know. Can you do it or can you not? And
right.
So that's what we're working on.
And, you know, sometimes I just don't think they think about it. I had a great employee here. I love this kid. He was so good. But, you know, he put two L's in holiday on our holiday cards. And that's okay. Get over it. But, you know, he didn't handle it right.
Right.
You know, I said, all you had to say was, I made a mistake. Let me reprint the cards. I'll pay for it, which I would have never let him done. That was one. Then we're working with law enforcement. I'd pick him up because he didn't have a car. I picked him up and I brought him home every day. And he smelled like weed. I said, we're going to work with police officers. You smell like pot. Guess what, buddy? You're done. Right?
Right.
So, you know, sometimes it just takes somebody else. You know, your parent, as a parent, you can say all day long, pull up your pants, do this, don't do that. But when you've got people out there that have programs like OIC has, sometimes that's what it takes. So what do you got going on, Paulette?
Well, we're working now. You asked a question of some of our concerns, and that's why we're so glad we have this state grant prevention youth service initiative. And this year, the state legislators have actually asked all of the partners who are funded by these funds to let's come up with a system that we can measure and get outcomes. Of course, for OIC, I'm a data person, so we always have been collecting data on our youth. But one of the big things that's scary is the bullying. Is the bullying that this with cell phones, through social media, at the high school and middle school. And I'm quite sure if it's happening at high school and middle school, it's happening in the elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
And it also can happen at the workplace. And I think, again, we have to be mindful of when you are employed, you need to understand your personnel policies that are given out. And if there is a problem, let the manager know what's going on. Sexual harassment is illegal. Sexual harassment, even when you're in high school, is illegal. Sexual harassment in middle school is illegal. And in elementary school, and we try to show our youth what it could be. And it could be just as small as somebody saying, oh, you are so beautiful. And they're telling you that every day. Enough. You don't have to say it every day to somebody. So we try to make sure our youth are proactive instead of reacting. And they understand that there's laws and policies around everything we do in life. Everything.
How receptive are these young people to what you're telling them, though? Are they taking it in?
Lot of them are really taking it in because a lot of them have never had these conversations. These are not conversations that schools are having with them. And they were like, we hear rules, but we don't understand exactly how they work. What are the repercussions? What are their consequences? And I was like, because when you step out into the world at 18, it becomes a legal factor. It
right.
becomes, if you violate a law, now there's
you've got a record.
Right, you've got a record.
And good luck getting a job after that.
Right,
right.
And I was like,
yeah.
This is what we're trying to be preventative about. See, we always want to clean up the mess after we spilt the milk, but you have to tell them why and how the steps occurred to lead to that. So they are very receptive, and I think because we're so open and honest, they really love engaging with us because we kind of allow them a free range to speak to us and keep that floor open with
and
us.
And I just love your energy, both of you. And it doesn't, this isn't just for the radio show. It's 24/7. I've seen these women in action a lot. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Marchelle Pendleton, who's the Youth Prevention Coordinator for OIC and the Grand Poobah of OIC, a.k.a. the executive director, Paulette Fox. You know, I wrote down this number, 54,000 young people. going through a program. And, you know, you've been there for 40 years, Miss Paulette. I mean, it's just amazing. And, you know, the other thing I want our listeners to know, and if you don't know about OIC of New Britain, you should really look into it, because they always need mentors. They always need business partners. They're always looking for funding like everybody else. I mean, these things just don't, these programs don't just, you know, fund themselves. But one of the things that I've seen is I've seen you both in action. I've met some of the students in your programs, and they respect you and they listen because they have to. I mean, there is a sense of discipline in that place, a sense of respect like no other. It's like almost like a different environment. It's like you go into a school, I don't see that. You go into OIC, I see it, I feel it, and you're doing great things. So I just want to say kudos to everybody who's been in and out and works at OIC. It's fantastic. So you got a new program coming up, a new STEM program?
We have had a STEM link program funded by our national office through the federal grant. It's a federal grant through the Department of Labor, and it's called Workforce Pathways for Youth. And what I'm excited about is my national office has selected New Britain to host a STEM Fest in 2025. And of course, you know, I'm inclusive, so I've already met with Mallory Dupree from Community Service. I will be meeting with our superintendent of schools, but if he's listening, he'll know I'll be coming for him. And we want to put on a STEM Fest that involves the whole family, employers, vendors, because in the next two, three, five, 10 years out, everything we do, where yes. you want to make a good living is going to be science, technology, engineering, and math.
And that's what STEM stands for, and,
yes.
and that is it. That's where, you're right, that's where the opportunities are, that's where the jobs are. So what is your goal here? How can people get involved?
They can contact me. My information is on our website and Facebook.
So where can people get more information?
NewBritainOIC.org.
Okay, that's NewBritainOIC.org. And again, these are the programs. This is an employment and training program, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be impact.
Yes.
Healthy living.
Yes.
Men of many colors. So why don't you explain the programs, if you would, Marshall?
So Impact is our out-of-school youth program for youth 18 to 24 that are not necessarily school-bound but are looking for a skill set.
There you go.
Now, that program provides a credential, CNA, phlebotomy, different skill sets that you can use to be employed, and you do get to attend one of the community colleges, whether it be Tungstus or Capital. And if you continue the program and successfully complete your hours, we will pay that tuition or cover whatever you need for that class for you to get that credential. And then we follow up with an internship at one of the hospitals in New Britain. Healthy Living is our high school program where we actually have youth that come over and they do exercises. They experience different ways to cook different meals, different things that they should be eating, and learn a little bit more about nutrition. Our Men of Many Colors program is our high school meals program for our men who need something else, that need an outlet, and that is run by Joshua Hill. And they get into the male topics that, you know, we don't discuss with females, relationships, different things that they should be doing, how they should be caring for their bodies, how they should be dressing for interviews, now the behaviors that they shouldn't be making because now you're 16 and you can be charged as an adult. So Men of Many Colors focuses on all those great aspects. We have great, our gun resistance and education training program, which is also incorporated through all of our programs, including the middle school and high school program. We have our Moving Mountain Sullivan Academy, which is 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students, which we start out with the career competency, showing them those beginning skill sets of how you're going to start in entering high school, preparing yourself for the future workforce. We have the Moving Mountain Step Up, which is our high school program. So the youth who perform well, they also earn a quarter of a credit for attending that program.
Nice.
In our high school. And they roll in, if they perform and they do the attendance, they roll into our Summer Youth Employment Program, where they get paid to work 120 hours for the summer. We have our STEM Links Workforce Pathways for Youth, which is also incorporated throughout all of our programs, because like we said, within the next 10 years,
yes.
everything will be STEM, and everything you already do is connected to STEM if you actually think about it. And then we have our Summer Youth Employment and Learning Program, which is for our high school students, and that teaches them the first their first steps of job, and they actually go through tiers. So you start with tier one, which is classroom, because we got to teach you how to be on a job before we send you out to our employers.
Right.
We're not going to set them up that way.
programs?
So those are all of the programs we currently have running at OIC. But of course, we're always looking for funding and budgeting.
Did you hear that? They're always looking for funding and budgets. You know, so do you have to be a New Britain resident to take part in OIC? Where do these youth come from?
For our youth programs, for the middle school program and high school program, you should be a resident of New Britain or going to either EC Goodwin or New Britain High School. For our impact program, because it's funded by Capital Workforce Partners, they serve 37 towns. So as far as Enfield, Manchester, Cheshire over here, so you can come from any of the towns and enroll into our impact program.
So that's why, again, you got to go on the website and just check it out and see if there is a program. I mean, I'm hoping that people take the self-initiative, because this is in addition to your education, the education you're already getting in elementary school or high school or whatever it might be. But this is just an add-on. You know, do kids come, because a lot of these things are on weekends, a lot of these things are after-school programs. Do the kids come reluctantly, or are
the kids are we always have an overflow, a waiting list. The kids can't wait to get in that building. And it's just, I don't know if it's the outlet, the energy, the staff. I think it might be all of it combined. Also, we are very good cooks. The food actually also helps kick in. But they always come willingly. We have never had a problem filling the seats or meeting our numbers. The kids love it, and they like what they learn. And we also get the parent engagement, because that's always the key to a successful child, is having the support system behind them.
And that's just it. I think a lot of programs try to replace what the parental role might be. And these kids might come from interesting situations, right? They might come from situations where they don't have an active parent in their lives, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, you don't try to replace that. But sometimes it just takes hard knocks to teach these people these skills that to us might be common sense.
Right.
But not every, you know, I wish the whole entire state of Connecticut would come in and do one of your programs on.
Love to have them.
We would love that. Give them the money. Are you listening out there? State reps? State reps?
There's just so many things, and I don't know what it is. And we're not going to blame it on COVID, but if it's because, you know, like you said, Paulette, you know, the bullying, the harassment, the, you know, just saying whatever you want, not thinking about the consequences, it's mind blowing.
It is. And one of the pluses now, because I've been at OIC so long, we're intergenerational. So we've got grandparents, and of course our grandparents are younger. We have grandparents, moms who have been through our programs, and dads. Now they are sending their kids. And that's great, because they'll tell them, trust me, OIC is a program that's going to change you for the better. And you'll be a better person once you go through an OIC program.
And as the parents say, Miss Fox don't play, and she has not changed.
She's still got the energy she had 40 years ago. I can attest to that. Can you give me an example or two of success stories? A few people that have come out of the OIC program where you just sit there and shake your head and go, wow, I am so proud of this person.
Oh, God, it's just so many. I can't go nowhere in the state without running into an OIC. But we do have a young man who was part of American Savings Foundation, interned us, had a lot of issues as an intern. We straightened him out. He is now a attorney in South Florida. We also have Melvin Knight, who went through our program as the internship program with American Savings, who is now on American Savings board. But what's exciting is when you see young people that stop you and say, Ms. Fox, I bought my first house. You always talked about becoming a first hometown buyer, but you got to have a good job and you got to have a good credit score. So pay your bills on time. And we talk about the financial literacy piece that's critical. I've got a young man that was at Achieve. I don't want to call his name because everybody would go see him. And now he's working in the accounting department at City Hall. And he was an outstanding student. He's married now and he has a son. So if you're ever in the assessment office or the tax office, you'll see our young man.
Oh, you know, it's funny. I'm going over to the assessor's office after this because I don't know how to fill out that form again.
So hopefully hopefully will be our former student who helps you.
But well, yes. Maybe he will help me. What kind, do you get any pushback from these young people?
Of course, there's always pushback. You know, teenagers are always going to try you, but the question is what happens when they do? You know what I mean? There have to be consequences and repercussions, but you don't have to be aggressive or mean or rude. It's about an even level of respect. See, a lot of our kids want to demand respect, but don't know what the word means. Mm. So you can only demand respect if you give respect. It's a two-way street, and that is definitely how our program works, and something that we focus on with them, because so many people say things but don't understand or know what they mean. And I think that's one of the biggest things we've integrated into our program, is teaching our kids exactly where all of these definitions of these words are and how they can follow you through your workforce career if you impact them negatively. Because if you disrespect your boss, you can best believe everyone in New Britain is going to hear about that.
Right.
And every time you apply for a job, that's the story that's going to follow your name, is a negative story.
Right.
I was like, once you create that negative energy about yourself, it follows you. I was like, you want to be the person they talk about, like, you. I heard he was a great student. I heard he was always on time. I heard he was always putting his best foot forward. I was like, that's the kid you want to be, the kid they want to come to their program, the employer who wants you back, the people that want to hire you. So that's what we try to push into them.
You know, it's interesting, because I was talking about the young man who I met him at Nordstrom's. I was there buying something, and he kept talking to me. And I said, what's your deal? He says, well, I graduated from University of Hartford in video, and I'm just looking for a job. Well, don't you know, I interviewed him, and he was working here for a year and a half. But you know what? He just didn't get those skills.
Right.
He didn't have those soft skills and didn't understand. And I said, you know what, young man? Someday you're going to figure this out, because you're not going to have somebody as lenient as me. And if you think that I'm being disrespectful, you just wait till you get into the real workforce. But there was a year and a half of work that he did that he couldn't really go back and use as a reference because he blew it. Right.
So, now it looks like there's a gap in your work history.
Yes.
So now that's what I was telling my kids. And then I was like, so now your resume looks out of whack, and they're going to ask what happened in this time span.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so all of these little things, they all build up. And I was like, and if you keep that track record, it follows you. You keep making poor choices.
Yep.
It reflects on you.
Yeah.
I was like, and then you're going to be, you know, 25, 26 in the same place that you've been in since you were 18 years old, because you didn't want to change your attitude. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to open your mind, and you didn't want to change your outlook.
Right, living in mom's basement.
Yeah.
why do you do what you do, Paulette? For Paulette Fox, again, the executive director of OIC New Britain, everybody, not only in New Britain, but you throw the net out probably across the state of Connecticut, they know who you are, they know what you stand for, they know what you do. My question is, and I'm sure you get asked this a lot, you've been there for 40 years, why do you do what you do every day?
It's a passion, and I do have a spiritual foundation, and I believe that we are destined to do what we can to improve the lives and conditions of people in our community. And I've always been like this. I think my dad was the same way. I had a very wonderful childhood growing up, family support. We ate together as a family. And I say all that because some of the things that worked back in the 60s and the 70s need to be brought back, because we need that whole customer services. I never had to teach customer services, and we've been teaching it now for 20 years because people lack basic people respect. It's manners, no biggie. And employers have often shared with me, they will hire anyone if they're willing to learn and can get to work on time, don't call out, and have a good, positive attitude.
You know, I don't need to see your college resume. I don't care if you went to college. Got people skills, common sense, and manners.
Yeah.
Guess what? You're probably going to get the job. All right, we've just got a few minutes left. What is your message, Marcella, for people out there? I mean, you know, don't you get tired of begging for money and asking people to donate?
Well, I think the biggest thing is something my mom said to me and my grandmother said to me growing up. People keep your legacy alive and nothing else. You want people to remember your name. You want people to never forget what you did. Invest in people. They will keep you alive. Not money, not signs on a wall, but the people and the cities that you invest in. They lay that groundwork for you. Because if you do for them, they'll never forget you. And I see that with my mother coming back now with Miss Fox, that it's true.
Oh, we just did the big reveal. We just did the big reveal. They're a mother-daughter team.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! I wasn't going to tell, but you should. That is just what an asset. What a wonderful dynamic duo that, in addition to all the other good people that you have working at OIC. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no problem. But yes, that was one of the keys. And because she instilled all those lessons in me, I'm definitely ready for the groundwork. I'm always ready to hit the ground running. You know, you got to have that energy and that vibe. And I feel like that's my favorite part about it.
Do you like having your daughter working with you?
I do, but let me let everybody know it's a but, because I treat all employees equal. Mm-hmm. Mother, daughter, that you would not know that she was my daughter at work. And even a lot of our kids don't have a clue. It's a professional level. But the workforce today, when you have a gym, and she is a gym, she is a mini me. And I think that's an asset. She herself is becoming well known, and I drag her to everything. She's serving on a lot of boards and boards. People, if you're looking for somebody that's fluent in Spanish, she's bicultural, bilingual. She's an asset. Give me a call and we can talk about it.
All right. Again, the web, you know, you're going to blow up. Your email's going to blow up now. Your website's going to blow up. Anyway, if you want more information on this amazing program, OIC of New Britain, helping people help themselves. New Britain, OIC.org is the website. I love you both. I love your energy. Keep up the good work. And, you know, folks out there, look into this program. Look how you can support, if it's not this program, any of these programs in your local area, because it really impacts all of us. When we have better people in society, we have a better society, right?
Well said.
Very true. And thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Ann.
It was my pleasure. Yay.
I enjoyed.
I'll see you ladies out and about, I'm sure.
Of course.
All right. And we want to thank all of you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use on WTIC News Talk 1080.